If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A few weeks ago, we had a lot of buzz around DeepSeek, the new AI software out of China. South Korea recently blocked downloads of DeepSeek. And we kind of see this trend happening with different countries. And there's a lot of, in my opinion, good reason for it. But before we get into all that, Jane, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So if you have ever wanted to join a phenomenal membership community of amazing people that are building side hustles, building businesses, growing and scaling their businesses with AI tools, we'd love to invite you to join the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, Jamie and I record and post an exclusive piece of content we don't post anywhere else. And we basically post videos breaking down different AI tools that we're using, sometimes walkthroughs on exactly the tips and tricks. We break down the exact side hustles we're doing. We share things we can't share publicly anywhere else, like the exact numbers, how much revenue we're generating from different things, the exact workflows we're using to create products or to scale our businesses using AI tools. So we really show everything that is not public, to the point where sometimes Jamie tells me I need to blur my screen because I'm like sharing passwords and stuff. So, you know, it gets to a pretty like in-depth level. We're not really holding anything back is what I'm trying to say. So if this sounds interesting to you and you'd love to grow and scale your business using AI tools, it's currently $19 a month to join our AI Hustle School community. In the past, it was $100 a month. It's at a discount right now. And if you get the $19 a month, it'll never be raised on you. You can lock in that price. We have only 300 members that share all sorts of amazing insights. And we have dozens and dozens of videos breaking down everything that we're doing to be successful with AI tools. So we'd love to have you join. There's a link in the description if you want to check it out. But let's get into what DeepSeek is currently doing. So Jamie mentioned that South Korea blocked the downloads. We also see that the DeepSeek founder, Liang Wenfeng, is reportedly set to meet with China's president, Xi Jinping. So there's been a lot of, I think, drama around the fact that like this is a really awesome model. It was really powerful. And I actually think that DeepSeek did an absolute number on the entire industry. They crashed the stock market, mostly by crashing NVIDIA's share price, until people thought that maybe they weren't being 100% truthful with where they were getting their chips from, how much money it costs to train. And there's a bunch of other like things in there that people are kind of skeptical about, censorship, all sorts of issues that they might be skeptical about. But I think DeepSeek did an absolutely amazing number. They did make some huge breakthroughs in essentially making AI models faster and more efficient. You can argue to what level, but they definitely made them faster and more efficient. And they showed, I think the number one thing is all these companies were coming up with these like reasoning AI models, but they weren't showing you the thought process. And I think they're trying to protect their intellectual property pretty much because it's just softer the reasoning models. It's not like an actual model that's better. And ChatGPT was like the most notorious on this. After DeepSeek went and they actually show you step by step what the model's thinking and doing, ChatGPT and everyone else started adopting that and actually showing you what they were doing. So I really credit DeepSeek for making that shift in the entire industry, for making everything a lot more efficient. The thing that they did, though, is that because they were kind of open sourcing a lot of the stuff that they were doing or doing in a very open way and publishing papers on it all, they didn't have like a moat where they developed a technology no one else could figure out how to duplicate. And so very quickly, within like 2 weeks, we had Google and OpenAI both rolling out versions of these reasoning models where they copied a lot of what DeepSeek was doing. So, I mean, I credit them for doing a big favor to the entire industry, but I don't think they were like the only ones that benefit. So I'm not sure how long-term the benefit was out of DeepSeek. Now, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on with the actual drama of the company beyond some of the tech advancements I talked about?
Yeah, so here's the big drama. It has been confirmed by the PIPC, which stands for Personal Information Protection Commission, that apparently DeepSeek shared or transferred data from South Korean users of ByteDance or to ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok, which everyone knows has their own drama and data concerns that everyone's kind of freaking out about. So apparently somehow, I have no idea why, but the data has been transferred from South Korean users to ByteDance. Now, that to me is very fishy because unless pretty much every app now that comes out of China is designed to, you know, mine your data and who knows what. But I feel like that was like, that, to me, that makes sense why South Korea would now ban DeepSeek. But yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely crazy. It's interesting because of all this, like DeepSeek's like, hey, look, we're going to like make a local representative in South Korea. We're going to work with you guys. We didn't know that you had like these privacy laws in your country when we like started sending your data to the to ByteDance, which is kind of funny. But because of that, earlier this month, before they got an outright ban in the entire country, South Korea's Ministry of Trade, Industry, Energy, Police, and also the state-run Korean Hydro Nuclear Power, all of them temporarily blocked access to DeepSeek because they essentially were citing security concerns. This is kind of interesting. We've seen this like similar things where militaries around the world will block access to like TikTok on all of the devices of their soldiers and stuff. And like, I've even seen like there's been it's just so interesting how some of these security breaches happen. But like I've seen like even workout apps, I'm trying to think like maybe like Fitbit or something, we used to have like a published map of like where all of its users were and like where their heart rates were. And it was like around military bases, there was like these like hot spots because there's like a ton of people working out with their Fitbits at military bases. So they had to like ban them. This is a long time ago. Because yeah, people were like discovering, they're like, oh my gosh, they're like secret military bases we didn't know about, but there's like 10,000 people with a super high heart rate over there right now. And they could like figure that out. So I think definitely when it comes to a lot of these government things, like it makes sense. But I think whatever they looked into led them to essentially do an outright ban. And this is not the first country that has done this. Australia has also prohibited the use of DeepSeek on all government devices, security concerns. Again, Italy's data protection authority told DeepSeek that they had to block their chatbot in the entire country. Taiwan banned government departments from using DeepSeek as well. So there's a lot of drama and a lot of pushback that essentially they're having right now. A great model, but because of its connection to China and you know, it's transferring data to ByteDance and other people, it's definitely becoming a bit more of an issue.
Yeah, I don't want to go all, you know, tinfoil hat on you guys or anything, but I used to laugh at the people who were like, you know, don't buy the, you know, the Chinese, you know, security cameras, or, you know, don't do the Chinese, you know, smart devices in your home because, you know, they're spying on you and all this stuff. I used to laugh at that. But, you know, as time goes on, I'm like, maybe, I mean, it's possible. I'll think twice about it from now on. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. And to that point, obviously, DeepSeek is quite integrated with the government at this point. Their founder, Liang Wenfeng, is reportedly set to meet with China's Xi Jinping. There's going to be a bit of a summit. Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, is also expected to attend, which, man, I feel so bad. If you're a big tech person in China, I feel like you really kind of get a rotten end of the stick if you get too powerful. I remember Jack Ma back in the day. He used to be the man because he started Alibaba. It's China's Amazon. He was cruising. Then he's like, hey, we're going to make this like really cool finance tool because the banking system here in China is totally broken. So we're going to build this finance tool. And the Chinese government was like, what'd you say? The banking system's what? And he's like, yeah, it's like broken. It's got these issues. We're gonna like fix it. And they're like, oh no, 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 no. The banking system in China is perfect. And then like he disappeared for like 6 months. No one saw him. And when he came back, he's like, yeah, I'm just taking a break from business. I'm a painter now, actually. Like big tech, like, no, it's like it's whatever. Billions of dollars. Like, no, I don't care about that. I'm a painter. What are you guys talking about? Oh, like completely restoring the finance industry in China? Like, nah, that's I was kind of joking about that. That's like whatever. So, anyways, Alibaba never came out with their finance stuff. Anyway, so I do feel bad, and I really hope that the same fate does not await Liang Wenfeng. I hope he doesn't try to touch anything in the finance sector. He should be fine. But I don't know, like he's coming to seek his fund by a hedge fund, so I don't know. I hope it all works out. But in any case, all jokes aside, this is gonna happen as soon as next week. It's definitely a signal from the CCP, China's Communist Party, that they're trying to be really supportive towards some of their private sector firms. This is according to Bloomberg. Because back in 2020, the government of China essentially effectively prevented Alibaba from having what would have been the biggest public offering, the biggest IPO in all of history. They were set to do it. They were lined up. Jack Ma was the man. He was going to ring the bell. And the CCP is like, sorry, bro, you guys aren't taking this thing public. And they're like, what? No, it's going to be awesome. Like, we're going to, they're like, no, no, you're not doing it. They didn't do it. What's interesting is like, since we've had some other big companies, we've obviously had Saudi Aramco, which is like Saudi Arabia's oil, which has done a massive IPO. We've had some big players, and a lot of companies are getting, you know, bigger and bigger. We expect to see companies like SpaceX and stuff, but this would have been the biggest IPO in history coming out of China. And that was back in 2020 when the markets were like super hot and frothy. So like they would have made an absolute killing. Since then, the IPO market has completely tanked. And so I wonder if they regret that, or if they didn't want to lose control, or they didn't want to make Jack Ma too powerful. But like it would have been perfect timing. It would have been legendary, and it all got canceled because, you know, can't have powerful tech people in China, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, all fascinating stuff. It'll be interesting to see what happens with DeepSeek moving forward. Anyways, if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And also, if you want to get serious about starting a new side hustle with AI or growing your business with AI, check out the AI Hustle School community. It's the place to be. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.